It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Well, early this morning, the Senate, by the narrowest of margins, defeated the so-called skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act proposed by Republican leaders. So it's Groundhog Day. Senate Republicans are still trying to put together a health care bill. And that's where we start another political breakfast. Theron Johnson and Brian Robinson are back. Both are political strategists. Brian is a Republican who served as Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director for Governor Nathan Deal. Theron is a Democrat who was National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Good to be back, Dennis.
Happy Friday.
Okay, so skinny repeal was all about just getting something passed by the Senate and over to the House. And in fact, that's what Senator John McCain was objecting to when he voted no. And Brian, Georgia's two Republican senators, Johnny Isaacson and David Perdue, have both in the past argued against that kind of lawmaking, the approach of let's just throw something up against the wall, rush it through, and get it to the House.
Both can be right. In this case, what passes the Senate doesn't go from there to the president's desk. It's going to go back to the House for further negotiations.
But in terms of what this will mean, the uncertainty that it has provoked here in Georgia, particularly in the rural areas where rural hospitals are closing, is there a political price to be paid for that kind of uncertainty by Republicans?
I don't think that there is a political price to be paid based upon legislative process. I think people don't react to that on a day-to-day basis. What they will react to is the policy that comes out of this. They will react if we don't get something passed when we promise we're going to repeal it and we've promised that what we replace it with will be better, that it will cost less and expand your choices. There's still a very good chance that they're unable to get something past the finish line because there's so much dissension and so much fragmentation within the Republican caucus.
Donald Trump ran on the repeal and replace promise. But the challenge is this, that here we are 6 months into his administration, and the reason you can't get anything passed is twofold. One, you have a president who is unhinged, who will say one thing on Monday and then turn around and say something totally different on Tuesday, and is not working as a team player with the Senate leadership. Then you have a weakened Senate majority leader, and Mitch McConnell, who can't even go to members of his own party and make them feel comfortable about voting on a health care bill that clearly may get them beat in 2 to 4 years back in their districts. And so Democrats, we've got to go beyond just locking down and saying that we won't vote for it. We've got to come back with a viable compromise.
On that subject, Theron, this week on Morning Edition, we spoke with Georgia Democratic Congressman David Scott, who's a member of the group called the New Democrat Coalition, a group of fairly moderate Democrats. They put out a plan of their own, which they're hoping to get some moderate Republicans to join them in pushing forward. This, though, contains some elements that actually sound like something the GOP leadership is putting forward, like the stripped-down provisions. You could buy just catastrophic health insurance, something like Ted Cruz is talking about. So even among Democrats, can you get unanimity about what you would put forward? If you're saying, let us in at the table, can Democrats even get together about what their proposal would be to Republicans?
Ultimately, I think Democrats will get together to meet Republicans halfway to do something about this important issue around health care.
But you know the leadership's not going to go for stripped-down proposals, the Ted Cruz model.
But the one thing I want to compliment David Scott on and these new Democratic leaders, which are people who are a part of the old Blue Dog caucus, is to really do what I've been preaching on this show for weeks now, and that is don't just be opposed to the Republicans' inability to put forth a bill that folks can vote on. Come back with an actual compromise. Now, ultimately, what this new group is going to have to do, they're going to have a really key and concise message to more of the progressive liberal wing of our party. And we have a few of those members here in Georgia who are Democrats who are probably not going to be as comfortable as the Congressman David Scott. I think that they at least have come forward with a viable solution that hopefully the Republican leadership will pay attention to.
On another subject, President Trump caused quite a stir this week with that tweet that he sent out saying that the U.S. would ban transgender people from serving in the military in any capacity. Georgia is a military state. It's also a deeply conservative state. So does the president's tweet and the subsequent confusion around it affect military areas of the state?
Absolutely, Dennis. And at a time where you already have transgender Americans right now currently serving in our military. Let's start there. So this whole ban is just so discriminatory in a lot of different ways. At a time where we need to pass a health care bill to ensure that Americans have affordable health care, this president is tweeting out about banning transgender Americans from serving the military. What Donald Trump has run into is that leadership in the military is basically saying, until you actually tell us, until you come forward with this ban, we are going to continue to operate.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Correct. And so I think that now our president is now going into some very deep and troubled waters by interfering with Americans' ability to serve and protect this country.
And the chief of the VA didn't even know about it. And this goes directly to Senator Isaacson because he is the chair of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Now, obviously, this deals with people who are veterans. They're no longer active in the military. And yet when your VA administrator doesn't know about it, and presumably the chair of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate, Johnny Isaacson, didn't know about it, what does that say?
It says that Donald Trump operates in a silo, and this has been seen over and over and over again. It's not just people who want to be his friends in the Senate and House. It's people who work for him in the White House. This is a constant problem of him speaking off the cuff, shooting from the hip. The danger of what it means for him as the executive of this country is that it's almost a Chicken Little moment. People are going to just tune out what he says. People are going to quit thinking that his word means something if he goes out and says things that he can't deliver over and over and over again.
Does this increase pressure on someone like Senator Isaacson, who is known to try to wield his influence behind the scenes, to actually, because he's chair of the VA committee, come out and say something one way or the other publicly?
You know, one thing that Perdue and Isaacson have to walk a tightrope on here politically, and I agree with you, if Johnny does anything, it'll be behind the scenes, is that probably many or significant majorities of Republicans in Georgia are a little uneasy about the T in LGBT. We've come a long way when it comes to gay and lesbian issues as far as acceptance in the South. The transgender is much more misunderstood or not understood, and there's a lot more resistance to it. So coming out and being completely against it might be something that they have to be a little wary about.
Brian Robinson is a Republican who served as Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director for Governor Nathan Deal. Theron Johnson is a Democrat who was National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, and we'll see you real soon.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dennis.